Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Who are the top 5 outfield prospects in Dynasty right now? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, December 3rd. I am Frank Sample, joined by The Welsh. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. And top 5 prospects at the outfield position, we've got Corbin Carroll from the Diamondbacks, Jackson Chourio from the Brewers, Drew Jones from the Diamondbacks, James Wood and Elijah Green, both from the Washington Nationals. And we'll start up top with Corbin Carroll, who did make his debut last year with the Diamondbacks. He hit 260, 4 homers, 2 steals in 32 games. The dude is like unreal fast. He's got some pop as well. The early ADP, Welsh, in NFBC leagues, 66.4, 17th outfielder off the board. What do you think about that price tag for Corbin Carroll?
Is a pretty hefty price tag, friends. Rookies are not going to come any cheaper than they've ever been before. That is a hefty price tag because we're all in on the secret, which is not a secret anymore, that rookies can break camp, and Corbin Carroll obviously will. I got to tell you, I don't personally love the price tag. I love the guy. I love the rookie. I would love to own him, but in the top 65, it might be a little too rich for me. Here's my problem. Is where he hits in the order, I think, is going to determine the total stat line that he can put up this year. And I don't know if he's going to be able to move up into like a 2 or even a 3 or something like that. But I'm a believer in Corbin Carroll. I think he's going to steal his projections. I think I have more homers and stolen bases this year. I think he's going to steal more than that. He had 28 homers between the minor leagues and the majors last year. That's a for real thing. 4 homers as he got to the majors. So, you know, screw the body. Forget about the whole body being tiny or anything like that. This guy can hit. He barrels up. Something I mentioned on the full length podcast. He had a 3.45 slash at every single level of the minor leagues, except for his very first year in rookie ball. So the homers are real. The steals are real. I think he'll be great. Top 60. I think it's going to be kind of difficult to return that. But hey, listen, 2 good months, Corbin Carroll might be hitting 2 for this team for the rest of the year. And that'll get those run totals up and might push those RBIs. So he can not just be maybe a 3 category player, but a 5.
The next 2 on this list are Jackson Chourio and Drew Jones. We'll start with Jackson Chourio, arguably the minor league breakout player of the year this past season. He hit 288 with 20 home runs and 16 steals as an 18-year-old. And Drew Jones, the 2nd overall pick in this year's draft, son of Andrew Jones, former outfielder with the Atlanta Braves. And Drew Jones, 6'4" already, 19 years old, potential 5-tool player. Welsh, talk to me about both of these guys. Jackson Chourio, are you buying the hype? And Drew Jones, any concern about the shoulder, because he did have surgery last year? Well, this year.
A pretty little concern about the shoulder. Diamondbacks have dealt with this with Corbin Carroll and Jordan Lawler. Both have returned. Awesome. So I trust in the medical staff of the Diamondbacks. This is not their first rodeo with this type of injury. He's with the Diamondbacks currently, maybe moving in and out. He's been training and rehabbing. Corbin Carroll is there with him. So I kind of love the idea of a guy like Corbin Carroll working with him, which he did with Jordan Lawler the previous year. Team leader. That's the guy that Corbin Carroll is. Drew Jones is an insane talent. We just don't have a background of it outside of high school, where he had over 500 homers, stolen bases. This is an elite talent. This is the face of an organization who's got the bloodlines. I think we can get crazy with it, but I buy in. I'm a big buyer. I've got him as a top 10 overall dynasty prospect, and this is a first-year player, so there is risk. And Jackson Chourio, I mean, it's hard to deny the level that he pushed from extended spring training to double A. I've literally never seen that before. Hard hit numbers through the roof. Body grew in a really positive way. He regressed a little bit as he got higher in the levels. But the kid's 18 years old. I mean, he was the youngest player at every single stage he played. Jackson Chourio is an elite talent. He showed you the entire year, answering every single question. It is incredibly hard to deny where he's at. But I would acknowledge that it's always worth maybe dangling out there, because Jackson Chourio has moved himself up as like a top 3 overall prospect maybe see what's out there. It's going to be really hard for him to be able to rebound and produce like he did this past year from obscurity to an elite prospect. So he's going to have to perform at a high level to keep that value. So there might be a little bit of value you can jump on right now. But I do believe in Jackson Turia long term.
All right, the last two names on this list, James Wood and Elijah Green, both from the Nationals. James Wood actually came over in the Juan Soto trade, mammoth human being, 6'7", 20 years old. He hit .313, 12 homers, 20 steals. And Elijah Green was the fifth overall pick in this year's draft. Also pretty big dude, 6'3", 225 as a near 19-year-old. So it's pretty big boys, both of these two guys. Yeah. Same question for both, Welsh. How much do you worry about the strikeouts for both of these guys? James Wood, start off the year, looked pretty good making contact. Then when he joined the Nationals organization, it kind of fell apart. And I know Elijah Green has similar question marks. So what do you think?
I'm a little bit more worried about Elijah Green. He had a 40% strikeout rate at rookie ball this year, which is kind of alarming. He did have a 3.45 slash in those games, hit some homers, stole some bases. I think he's an insane talent. He physically even peaked as an 18-year-old. He's got a pro body already, and he's going to put up big numbers, but it might be attached. Listen, strikeouts are not the end of the world. Fernando Tatis Jr. had a 30% minor league strikeout rate for a time, so Elijah Green can get through it, but I am worried about it more with him. James Wood, I have an overall general worry as he can kind of play up and down and where he's placed. He had a 17% strikeout rate with the Padres, then had a 28% after being traded with the Nationals. There's some concern there, but again, insane tools, big stolen base numbers for a guy his size. I don't think that's going to last long term, but he's going to hit some mammoth homers and has shown the ability to really make some good contact. These are great buys. James Wood is a great buy, and James Wood might not be caught up with a lot of people on where his fantasy value's at. So maybe go poke around and see if you can pick him up too.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.